It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Haven't talked Wolves all week long because, let's be honest, tonight's the second show of the week that I've done. Monday, Tuesday, I was off with you guys again tonight. Back at it tomorrow. So I had to call in the closer, the guy that I love chatting Wolves with. His name is Chris Hein from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joined just now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. What you been up to this week, Chris? You've had a couple of days off or a little bit more downtime with the Wolves having that lull in their schedule?
Yeah, a little downtime. I got some time to work on a story that I'm kind of happy with that's running tomorrow on the team's group chat. So if I could tease that a little bit,
absolutely.
Check that out tomorrow on the Star Tribune, and doing a little work on my Anthony Edwards book that's coming out in the spring. I'm teasing that. So I'm here to plug everything tonight.
Hold on. Now you've just inadvertently ended up in the doghouse because I did not know. Did you tell me this before that you had an Anthony Edwards book that you were doing? Maybe you did mention this to me once.
I think I did. I mean, I haven't said much about it because, I mean, we're, you know, it's in the process of writing. I announced it like back in the spring when it was a done deal. But you know, I haven't said too much about it as I've been working on it, but
yeah.
We're getting to the finish line.
Well, congratulations. And then I now do recall you did mention it to me, but now that you brought it up again, so this is kind of like the second plug for it. I got to get an autographed copy from you.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. 100%. I'll come down and deliver it to the station personally.
Let's do it. Well, let's talk some Wolves, man. I got some other NBA items I want to throw at you, too. But the Wolves to this particular point, it's been, I guess you could say, a roller coaster. The Wolves right now with the record of 12-11, not what everybody expected, although I think that there were probably some questions after the trade was made that involved Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo and Carl Anthony Towns. I guess what would be the way that you would describe the first 23 games of the year?
Yeah, clunky. You know, like you said, roller coaster. And I think that, you know, fans don't want to hear it, but I having covered the NBA for 7 seasons, it's kind of to be expected when you make major moves like this that sometimes it just takes some time. Hell, it took almost a whole season for the Wolves to adjust to Rudy Gobert being here, you know. So I know patience is not a thing in sports fandom, but I do think that right around the 20-game mark, you saw this team sort of flip a little bit of a switch, especially on the defensive end of the floor, as they started to figure some things out about how they have to play with this new personnel. meshing some styles from years ago with now in terms of this fly around defense that they're now playing. And it took some time for them to get there because you're trying different things. You're figuring out different lineups, and that's all the process of playing these first 20 to 25 games of a season, as much as fans might not want to hear it.
Do you think that this was more about economics than it was about them actually thinking that this would maybe pivot them forward? And the reason why I ask it in that way, Chris, is because typically from one year to the next, what do we think about in professional sports? That you want to go in advance and be a better version of yourself next year than you were the year before. Now, that's not always possible because you have free agency and all these other things and you lose players. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you make moves, you do want to be better. And I just kind of wonder if the calculation was like, yeah, we hope to be better, but we need to make this move because there's maybe some other things that we want to try to avoid addressing down the line.
Well, it's everything, because I don't think you can look at the move in a vacuum without the other things. It definitely was a financial move on the one part, because look around the league. There's no team right now that has three guys on max contracts. Or if there is, it's only a couple, like one or two. And the Wolves, I just don't see how you could necessarily vilify them for that, because with that comes the roster building restrictions of the second apron, and you're looking at really sacrificing, you know, not just financially, but team building things like mid-level exceptions and freezing draft picks and inability to trade draft picks and draft picks dropping to the bottom of the first round no matter what happens in future years. Like, there's some very restrictive things that happen if the Wolves were to stay where they were for multiple years. And it's just life of the NBA right now. Teams are trying to dip under this second apron. Yep. They're basically saying, like, we're going to spend maybe 1 year in it and then try to get out of it. That's kind of the pattern right now for teams. So, you know, you can't just look at this in a vacuum. And here's the other thing that I have told people and have written about since then. The clock starts now for Anthony Edwards, right? He's on a 5-year deal. He's entering mid-20s. He'll be 28 by the time this deal is up. You have to stay competitive for Anthony Edwards throughout all 5 years of that contract.
Yep.
So you can't afford to be really good 1 year, maybe make an all-in move, and then have 3 or 4 years down the road have that come back to bite you, because then you might lose him. If there's anything that I know about Anthony Edwards, it's that he wants to win and he wants to be competitive on a year-in, year-out basis. So this move was designed to give them flexibility down the road to remake the roster around Ant, so that they're competitive in year 4 and year 5 of this contract, because that's how you keep Anthony Edwards in Minnesota.
Okay, so is Anthony Edwards a player that if you are basketball operations or president or GM or whatever the title is, do you consult him anytime you make a move?
No, you don't consult him for personnel moves, no.
Gotcha.
But you have to keep in mind that what he ultimately wants as a player is to be competitive and win. He is not interested in New York or L.A. or the bright lights of a bigger market. He just wants to be really competitive on a year-in, year-out basis. That is his kind of ethos as a player. So that it has to be at the top of your mind as a GM or president. And whatever that kind of takes to get to that point, that's what you have to do. It's not that you're consulting him about individual personnel moves, no.
Yeah.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Talking to Chris Hine from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. When the Wolves have played their best basketball this year, has the difference been Rudy and how he approaches everything, or is it somebody else?
I think it's Rudy. I think it's been Jaden McDaniels a little bit of late, too. I think we've seen the old Jaden McDaniels coming out. You know, he had a really good game against James Harden in L.A. He had a really good game against Steph Curry in the first Golden State matchup. You know, playing hard defense without fouling, aggressive defense. So I think seeing him kind of get back in his element was big for them as well. I do think it was a little bit of Rudy, and I think, you know, they made some choices in terms of how they're going to defend around Rudy that have really benefited the team as a whole, and I think they've benefited Rudy. So I think he was very indecisive at times, and he would tell you as much, that he wasn't sure whether to go up on a guy, retreat to the rim, you know, what his teammates were going to be doing behind him, what they were going to be doing in front of him. So they kind of clarified some things, maybe simplified some things in their coverages, and I think it's led to a more decisive and therefore effective Rudy Gobert over the last 5-6 games.
You know, Chris, there's a lot of season to be played here. Like, this is we're way early in the season. They've only played 23 games. But do you envision this team as a team that potentially is going to be in the play-in? Because when I look at the teams that are in the play-in, we've got the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Wolves, and the Suns. And do I think that there will be some moving up and moving down with various different teams? Possibly. I just don't see the Rockets as being a team that's going to be consistent enough to stay in the number two spot. But I do think it could be a struggle for the Wolves to get out of the play-in.
It's gonna be, because the margin for error in the Western Conference is so thin. I mean, you know, the Wolves are in the play-in right now, but they are two games. I think they were two games back in the loss column of the Rockets for in the two seed right now. So, to your point, a lot of basketball left to be played. But man, you got to bring it on a nightly basis, because a bad week and you're going to find yourself on the wrong end of this. You know, you see like Golden State and the Lakers started out strong and now they've been tumbling down the standings. So it really is like, you hate to use the cliche, every game matters, but I think the play-in tournament has been such a great thing for the NBA because of this reason. It puts such a value on regular season games to get out of that play-in, to get in the play-in if you're, you know, sort of on the 11-12 bubble, right? I think it just adds so much more value to the regular season because, yeah, you want to try to at least be a top six seed. There's value in that. And so chasing that in the regular season is valuable and important. And I think the Wolves are set up well in one sense, because they have a culture of, you know, keeping guys relatively healthy and playing, right? So they have a lot of guys that play a lot of games that don't like to rest. You know, Anthony Edwards famously has said how much he doesn't like it when players rest in the NBA for load management reasons. So when you have that culture, it really helps you have you know, your personnel available as much as possible throughout the course of the regular season. And that's not necessarily the case with some other teams who have maybe aging stars who have to watch out any time that, you know, they tweak an ankle or anything like that, or feel some tightness and they have to be extra careful with them. So I think they're set up well in that regard, just based on the fact that they usually have their personnel available, knock on wood. But at the same time, I think they have to get better at clutch time situations, which was good early in the season, but has really slacked off of late. And I think they really need to get back to some better decision-making, Anthony Edwards and company, in those moments of the game if they're going to really make a move up the standings.
All right, the Wolves back in action tomorrow night against the Los Angeles Lakers. The indications are is that LeBron James not likely to play tomorrow. Do we know the specifics of kind of what's surrounding or going on with LeBron right now?
Yeah, he's out. I think they put out their injury report. And so he, I don't know if it's personal reasons or if they're saying
they were saying this, like, he was. Saying personal reasons, but I didn't see anything beyond that. And then all of a sudden I saw foot.
Maybe he looked at his weather app and looked at Minneapolis and saw how cold it was going to be and said, you know what, I'm good. I'm going to stay in L.A. for a couple extra days, get some rest and relaxation, and, you know, catch the team on the weekend, right? Maybe he did that. Who knows? But, yeah, he won't be there tomorrow night.
Gotcha. All right, in closing, when was the last time you listened to Mariah Carey or you've been on the piano, man?
What time is it right now? It's like 7:20 or so. So probably about 6:30 was the last time I listened to Mariah Carey when I was on the treadmill working out. Threw on some fantasy, part of my workout mix today. So yeah.
Oh my goodness.
About an hour ago.
He loves some Mariah Carey. I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, hey Chris, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for giving me some time tonight. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, like. Yep, no problem.
All right, take care. That's Chris Hines. Check him out. Minnesota Star Tribune joining us here on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.